Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and the OklahomaFarmReport.com. We're going to take a look at all of your agricultural markets today. We've got a complete rundown with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures coming up in just a moment. We're back with Justin right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Cattle futures finished lower again today. They've been selling off pretty hard. Going all the way back to the first part of June on June 8th. The high that day was about 132.75. Currently, June cattle are at 118.62 is where they settled today. They also would make nearly a double bottom here. 2 days ago, they went as low as 118.02. Today, went as low as 118 even. Of course, June, we're getting to the latter part of the delivery period. Up to this point, there haven't been any deliveries against the June contract, but as we get closer, you either got to get out of the longs or shorts or make delivery, so I suspect that will start to change. Feeder cattle down 87 to $1.20 on the first 3 months. After the 1 o'clock close, they did come back a little bit more. The final tick at 105 was about 144 on the August feeders, about 50 cents higher than where they're going to officially settle, down $1.20. If you look at the chart there, they've also been selling off. It almost looks identical to the live cattle. And this is the lowest level since the middle part of April. Box beef at midday, 95 cents lower on choice, and select was a dollar lower. Box beef has been coming down slightly. There was some cash trade from 122 to 124, which was disappointing here over the last couple of days. And of course, cold storage this afternoon and on-feed report Friday.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today finished lower across the board in everything but actually the Kansas City wheat. Kansas City wheat was about unchanged here, but Chicago down 2 to 3 cents. Soybeans were 11 to 12 cents lower, and then corn 5 to 6 cents lower. This morning's latest drought monitor showed there's still some really dry areas in the Dakotas, but the 10-day forecast for most of the Midwest was actually neutral to favorable, and I think that's why we saw some return to the sell side here on behalf of the hedge funds, just the fact that there hasn't really been a weather problem. Exports this morning looked pretty neutral, nothing really out of the ordinary for wheat, corn, or beans in terms of exports. The one factor is that we're 80% or so through the export year or marketing year for corn and soybeans, and we're already where we were last year for the whole year in terms of exports. So we actually need to have negative exports to meet the USDA projections, and that's not very likely unless you get some cancellations. The next USDA report that will have that information will be on June 30th. That's next Friday. And so that could be a really big report and throw the market for a pretty big loop. Cotton futures again lower today, down on the lows at 144 lower in December at 66.73. They've been hit hard by about 6 cents over the last couple of weeks. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.